On this portion of the morning show, we're glad to put the spotlight on the Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast, put on by Knights of Columbus Council 8946. It's going on this very weekend on Sunday, and Greg Braun is back to join us. How you doing, Greg?
Pretty good, Phil.
Awesome to have you in here. So it's been a year, but it looks like you still got support for the breakfast, and maybe even more so this year, don't you?
Well, we got a full crew as far as to do the whole breakfast, so we can't ask any more than that. And we'll be ready on Sunday morning up there. It says it's 7 o'clock, but there'll be a few people showing up before that, I'm sure.
Really? Yep. Some early birds.
Yep.
What about late birds? If they're still there at the end of it?
The crowd kind of tapers down after about 11:30 or so, but everybody gets served. So
I know that you have a lot of things that make this unique. What are you most proud of concerning the Caz breakfast?
Well, probably the biggest thing is it's all you can eat. You don't hear that from other breakfasts very much. And we've got all kinds of different things. We get our maple syrup from Bower Valley Maples. And we have chocolate milk. We got white milk, 40 gallons of chocolate, 16 gallons of white, 150 dozen eggs, 50 pounds of ham, 50 pounds of cheese curds, 50 pounds of sliced cheese, 10 cases of ice cream, that's those cups, 20 door prizes. Every half hour, we'll be giving out 20 door prizes. So if you don't come home with a door prize, it'd be the chance, I'd say, are much in your favor.
To get a door prize.
Yep.
Can you give us some examples of what some of these door prizes might be, Greg?
Oh, it can be butter. It can be cheese. It can be not too much for ice cream because it tends to melt a little bit. They got to almost head right home. But anything in the dairy line.
I see. And these are all through donations.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, some of it's bought by Knights members, and then we donate it to it. And so we make that number.
I see. And the list of businesses from the area, you've got, it's not just Cazenovia that supports you, is it?
Oh, no. No, we pretty much cover the southwest part of the state. Scenic Central down at Boscobel, Richland Electric Co-op in Richland Center, Richland County Bank in Richland Center, E.T. Foods, which is up there between Ithaca and Richland Center, Cazmart, which just changed hands here a little bit a year or two ago, Harchie's Farm Home and Tire. It's a good place to stop if you don't want to drive into Reedsburg to get something and you're going to the lake. Mm-hmm. They have quite a line there.
They do, yeah.
Eater Dairy. Eater Dairy is probably one of the people or the businesses that really supports farmers to keep all their equipment running so that the milking gets done when it's supposed to. And I know they're on call probably all the time. And they have, that has really expanded as far as the tools that the farmers have now, from robotics, you know, it's just, farmers, I hear it from farmers from time to time, they say, it feels a little strange laying in bed and you know the cows are getting milked.
I can't fathom that, but 45 years ago I would have just dreamed and prayed for that, you know?
Right. Well, anyway, let's get back. That was Eater Dairy Supply. Christy Sunnyside. Christy has been with the Knights of Columbus since she opened, she helps us out as far as getting our supplies that we need for our breakfast, and both in the summer, in the wintertime, and for this dairy breakfast. She's always been there for us, and she does a fine job. She has a restaurant up in town here, and she's got a bakery along with it, and everything is good. I've eaten there numerous times, and it's really good. So, but that's Christy Sunnyside. Bindle Sales over Reedsburg. I've known Bindles for a long time. They've sold out part of the business to somebody else now to handle the heavy work like on the farm and that, but they're still there. And Lone Birch Taxidermy, that's Jim Klang, and he does a really fine job. DT Delights. That's one of the suppliers that are for our breakfast. That's where we get our cheese curds. Walsh's Ace Hardware. That's right here in Richland Center. That's a hardworking bunch down there, too. Mm-hmm. I've been in there numerous times looking at things that I need to get for the farm. And you folks and Richard's Insurance Agency, they just moved, I guess. They're down here in Richland Center now.
There are neighbors down the road.
Are they?
Here. Yeah, just down the road.
I didn't know where 2050 was because I'm looking, coming down the line from 58, and there's no built numbers on the buildings.
Right. Plus construction kind of makes it tough to see,
maybe
too.
They need to put some numbers on them buildings so we know when we get to 2050.
Sure, true.
Old Country Cheese, that's another one of the suppliers. We get cheese from them. And Advanced Well, Pump and Well Solutions here in Richland Center. There aren't very many companies that handle that anymore. If you got a problem with your well, you might have to give them a call. Alchem Creamery, that's another one of our suppliers. Schloss Classic Concrete and Construction, they landscaping. They do a nice job on that. Car Valley Cheese, we get cheese from there too. Straka Meats, they're down here to Plain. Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, they're still around. They've been around quite a long time. And they're working to promote dairy products, the milk and cheeses and everything, and put the campaigns together so that they can highlight them on TV, and they do a nice job of that. Arena Cheese, that's another one of our suppliers. Gavin Brothers Auction in Reedsburg, they've been around, I don't know, at least 50 years, maybe longer. I'm guessing that their dad probably was going long before that. So, Meister Cheese and Muscadet, another one of our suppliers. Royal Bank and Cazenovia, and they've got quite a few branches out now. I looked at the other day, I think there's like 7 or 8 branches. So, it's nice to have. Mm-hmm. Saltwheatle Store. Saltwheatle's is a small town grocery store, and they help us out when we do in the fall. We do a Thanksgiving for families. And he helps us out to be able to get things at a reasonable price and put everything together that goes into that in that box for the families for Thanksgiving. That way families can have a traditional Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it keeps his prices in line, too.
Yeah, you bet.
Magnum Broadcasting. Oh, that's a competition.
That's all right.
They're over in Reedsburg. BCD Welding, that's Bud and Cindy up there at Cazenovia. Shields Trucking Equipment. Steve has been pretty important in the Cazenovia area. He's helped the fire department get trucks that they need for the different equipment that they're putting on the road. And I don't know if he's doing a whole lot of heavy equipment anymore, unless it be the wrecker. So you have to probably give him a call and find out just how much of that he's doing anymore. Arneson Service and Repair, they're up there to Hill Point. They just came aboard here, I think, a couple years ago, and Andrew and his crew up there, they work hard. The shop's not air-conditioned either.
They work even harder this time of year.
Well, yeah. They're trying to stay cool. Federally Chrysler Jeep over Reedsburg, that's a good bunch there, too. Simpson Tractor here in Richland Center. They've been around.
Started in Kaz, I think, didn't they? Back in.
Well, Don, the dad did. Mm-hmm. He had a Ford dealership where he sold trucks and cars because my dad bought some trucks from him. Mm-hmm. And so, but they've been down here at Richland Center when Don closed up there for probably at least almost 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
And then Laval Telephone. Laval Telephone is bringing it cheap and everybody connected. And they do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah. Good for them.
So
that's a great list of sponsors, Greg.
Yep, it is. And they've been with us. A lot of them have been with us since we started out. And they've done a really nice job of taking care of us. Some of them donate a little bit extra on the sides and that. And we appreciate that also.
So you're a Grand Knight for Knights of Columbus. Your council there. Some other things you do during the year. Is this kind of the main big one that you guys do?
This is the big one that we raise a lot of our funds with. We have a lot of help. I mean, as far as we have volunteers that start up. Well, I stopped at a school before I came down because I had to take some supplies over. And some of the volunteers are there right now working. So it's just, we start today and we work right on through Sunday, and then we clean it up Sunday, and then we kind of relax. And
then Monday you start planning for next year, I think it is, right?
Well, maybe not that. We review for next year.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. So we know if we got to have a little more of this or we got to do something a little bit different, we do that.
Yeah. Well, I know it's always well attended, and hopefully this year we will as well. Any tricks to the trade, you know, getting in? Is there a good time to go and maybe there's not a lot of waiting?
The best times to come, and this is probably going to bring everybody.
Your secret's let out then, right?
Yeah. If it'd be fairly, you know, earlier, mm-hmm. we don't have quite the crowd. And then a little bit later, that 9 to 10 time, that's when things really get crowded. So
busy. How many people does it take that are working at that time when you're putting on the breakfast?
Oh, I didn't count them before I came in, but there's got to be at least 50 people on that list.
Yeah.
So maybe more.
That's crazy. And you mentioned the real maple syrup. I think maybe that sets you apart from other breakfasts as well.
Right.
It's a full menu, Greg. Maybe you could go over that as well.
Okay, we got pancakes, real maple syrup from Bower Valley Maples, eggs, sausage, ham, cheese curds, applesauce, cheese, coffee, milk, ice cream, and yogurt. The ice cream and yogurt is for dessert. And there'll be 4-H people running around there handing it out. You take your pick of what you'd like to eat. And then, like I said, the door prizes. And there'll be a lot of those.
and lots of laughs and camaraderie and everything else.
The people, some of the people that we've been working with there, we grew up with. So I'm 63 years old, and those people are 63 or 64 because I know them. So
did a lot of you go to school at St. Anthony's then?
A lot of us did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So it's like a big reunion.
Kind of, yes, it is. Yeah. I kind of wish that we could get some of the old teachers of that up there.
Oh, sure.
We would really like to see them. We see some of our teachers from Weston, and it's nice to see them. It really is.
Yeah, you bet. Good deal. Well, Greg, we appreciate you coming in, and we appreciate the support from the community, and thanks for what you guys do. I know that's kind of the last big hurrah of June Dairy Month is your CAS Dairy Breakfast there.
Well, we try to do it upright.
And you do, absolutely. Go out with a bang.
But I just want to stress the fact that we have so many volunteers that help out up there, and you'll be able to tell who they are as far as, you know, they're running around there working and that. So say thank you.
You bet.
But also say thank you to the farmers because they supply everything that we serve up there on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, salute them too.
You bet.
And salute you too. You're still farming, right?
I'm doing grain and I'm doing beef. So
you're contributing.
I'm not doing the dairy thing anymore.
Quite a few are not anymore.
I did it for a number of years, and I'm going to tell you what kind of got me away from dairy. When we used to open up the fields down on the bottoms, we cut that corn by hand to get around the fields with the chopper.
Oh, I remember those days.
And I'd see those semi drivers go by in an air-conditioned cab.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm coming up on 40 years of doing that, so.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. We appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for coming in today.
You bet. You take care, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Greg Braun, Grand Knight for the Knights of Columbus Council 8946. All roads lead to Cazenovia this coming Sunday for their dairy breakfast.